title of this episode is Requests. What kind of requests are you getting and what kind of requests are you making? I was talking to somebody on the phone the other day, and he's running a $5 million company, taking a very good salary and bonus and so forth, trying to grow the company. He wants to meet with me, and I quoted the price for meeting with me, and he said, can I get something off of that? Now, I gave him something off because he's been a long-time good client, and what he wanted off of that was rather minor in my estimation compared to what he's done with me in the past, but it diminished him in my eyes. It diminished him because he didn't have to have that offer made. He didn't have to have the small amount of money taken off the bill, but he felt obligated to make that request. So I'm not offended that he made the request, but he's diminished in my eyes because he made it. He got the deal, but at some cost. Do you want the cheapest surgeon in your life? Is that the point, to get the cheapest surgeon? For that matter, do you want the cheapest hairstylist? Or do you want something and someone that makes you look attractive, that makes you look your best? As you grow and as you succeed, you have to examine your own requests. I know that sounds kind of funny, but it's true. When we're struggling to survive, we make different kinds of requests. As we come to success, our requests might change to reflect still better treatment and treatment that we can pay for, more elite status or whatever it is. But we shouldn't still be asking if we can sneak in the back of the movie theater like we did when we were kids. So bear in mind that the requests you make are a reflection of your self-esteem. The requests you make will create a reaction in terms of how people regard you and what they think of you, more so sometimes than what you're wearing or where you live or what kind of business you run. So ask yourself, is what you're asking for enhancing or diminishing your stature? Because whatever it is, you asked for it.